Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from Central West Virginia. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Our guest calling number is 929-447-1894. A proclamation verse today out of Isaiah 55, verse 11, "So shall the word that God sends out by his mouth, we shall not return him void, but it shall accomplish and do that which he sent it to do, and what he pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereinto he sent it." Psalm 107:20, "He sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destruction." Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I want to continue on in Psalms chapter 2, focusing on verse 9 today, 12 verses in Psalms 2, we'll try to get through them as quick as we can. Man's controversy with God and God's controversy with man. Men going about to establish their own righteousness. Man rebelling against the plan of God, and the plan of God is Jesus Christ and him crucified. By no other means can a man be reconciled to God except it be through the blood of Jesus Christ. So there's coming a day of reckoning. Psalms 2:9 says this, "You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." This is after much dealing, a lot of grace and a lot of mercy. The Bible says in Genesis that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. He says if you continue to do that which you want to do, he says there comes a point in time where I will turn you over to your own devices. The Bible declares he will send a spirit of delusion unto those that rebel against the things of God. And we live in a day where many, many, many people, homes, states, nations, counties, doesn't matter, men and women today, for the most part, are rebelling against the things of God. And the Bible says the Spirit and the bride says come. God is dealing. God is merciful, but it says, as the psalmist David says here, there comes a time when God will deal with rebellious man. We want to talk today about cause and effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect is noting a relationship between actions or events such that one or more as a result of the other or others. In other words, every action, there is a reaction. So we're going to sow what we reap. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed unto man once to die, but after which is the judgment." John 5:29 says, "It shall come and shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." There's cause and effect. Whatever people sow is what they're going to reap. Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that is what that man shall also reap." So Psalms 2, verse 9 states of a time when God will deal with those that rebel against him, those that conspire against him. So the Bible says, "Multitude upon multitude stand in the valley of decision, trying to make a decision which way that they will go." The Bible says, "For today is the day of salvation. Choose you this day in whom you will serve." So God responds to our faith. "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free." The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that with diligence seek him. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The action of rebellion, that's the cause, and the effect is judgment. That's the reaction. The cause is rebellion, which is the spirit of witchcraft. It's the spirit of witchcraft. So there's coming a time when the Bible declares that Jesus Christ shall come back and set up his kingdom on the face of this earth. So God is forever dealing with man, and men forever are rebelling against his law, against his precepts, against his new covenant through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that the kingdom age will come with great violence. The Lord will smite the nations. See, all this confusion that we see, everything we see going on the face of the earth, the Bible declares that there's coming a day when Jesus Christ will put an end to all of this. The Bible declares that he will rule from the holy city of Jerusalem. The Bible says he shall rule with an iron fist or an iron hand. A theocracy shall be established. That is the form of government by where Jesus Christ shall govern. Not as a tyrant, but as one that is given mercy, one that is given ample time, one that is given grace, one that the Bible declares that his mercies are renewed daily. I heard a preacher say one time that God has not run out of mercy, but he is running out of time. The Bible declares when the Israelites would celebrate their feast. Feast doesn't mean a time to sit down and eat, but it means an appointed time for something to take place. And make no mistake about it, we are rushing towards the end of this age. Things are wrapping up quick. Amen. The Bible declares, when you see these things come to pass, look unto the hills, when cometh your redemption. Matthew 11:12 states, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. This is in a spiritual sense. When the Bible declares that God raises up nations and he brings nations down, and this is according to their response to him. The United States of America was founded on the precepts of God Almighty. The United States of America is leaving the focus of God Almighty. They're leaving his laws and his precepts. As the nation grows weak spiritually, in every other sense, they will grow weak. So nations, as well as people, make choices. Leaders make choices. Choose you this day whom you will serve. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, God declares what's going to happen to those that keep the faith. He that overcomes and keeps my word until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. Jesus is the soon coming king. The Bible says that God the Father looked to Jesus the Son and said, set at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Revelation 19:15, Word of God declares, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he will smite nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of an almighty God. So, once again, men are making decisions on which direction that they go. On into verse 10. Be wise now, you kings. Be installed, ye judges. I'm sorry. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. This is a warning that's going out right now. The Bible says that when the more that men rebel against the things of God, the instructions of God, and God's not a tyrant. I heard a man say one time that a nation will either be ruled by God, or nation will be ruled by tyrants. So there's a warning. There's space right now for men to repent, for nations to fall down before a thrice holy God and repent. We don't see the makings of that. The Bible says they shall wax worse and worse. I'm not ruling out revival, a spiritual revival. But for the most part, many have set their heart against God. Their heart are blackened. Many have allowed their conscience, the Word of God says, to be seared. Not receiving, but deceiving. Deceiving and being deceived. Deception breeds deception. This is a warning to the world today that there is a spirit that's prevalent. There's a spirit that's prevalent in this world today, and that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Men of God spoke that this spirit would even meant the Antichrist is in the world today. But the Word of God declares there's coming one, who's the incarnation of Satan himself, who seeks to change times and change seasons, who seeks to change laws and precepts, who seeks to turn people from the true God to a false God, to one that is cloaked in deception. Jesus spoke in Matthew 24 and said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." This is the warning that Christ gave his disciples when they asked, "What will be the sign of thy coming?" In the Bible, Jesus declared that many shall walk in deception. Many shall walk in deception. Many, the Word of God declares, shall believe a lie, and they shall be damned according to the Word of God. The Bible even talks about a lying spirit being sent from the throne of God. When people refuse to listen to the truth, well, the truth, knowledge of the truth, and application of the truth will set us free. But a lie, the Bible says, brings damnation. They shall believe a lie, and they shall be damned. So Jesus said in Matthew 24, "Take heed that no man deceives you." There's so much going on in the supernatural realm. That's the phenomenon, so to speak, strange things, strange noises, strange signs in the heavens, many infatuated with UFO sightings, many declaring that one day that little green men will come to this earth and offer peace. And it's a lot deeper than that. It's a lot deeper than little green man. But this is whereby deception, where smart men, intelligent men, some of the smartest men on the planet, setting their focus on finding alien life. And this has been going on for years. I do not believe in UFOs per se, but I do believe in manifestations of demons, spirits, or fallen angels, wherever they might be. I don't know. But this is all part of the great deception. When a man will come on the stage of the world and declare that he's God, and declare, throw your Bible away, throw everything that you believed in all of your life, and follow me. And there will be many, many that will do that, because deception is a strong weapon used by the powers of darkness. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing spirits, seduction, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. These are things that we fight every day of our life, because there are lies. We are being bombarded by lying spirits. We are being bombarded with a change when men are leaving the laws and the precepts of God, when the very name of Jesus Christ offends many, when the cross offends many, when the Ten Commandments offend many. You can take him off the wall, take him out of the public forum, you can take him out of your schools, but that by no means gets rid of God. He's omniscient and omnipresent. He is the I am that I am. And make no mistake about it. The Bible declares that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We are at a very, very, very pertinent time within history. Things have happened that my grandmother in the 60s talked to me about on our front porch, of how things would wax worse and worse. Men shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. There's a technological storm, so to speak, explosion that's come on the face of the earth. We are surrounded by technology. We have been primed in the past probably 20 years, I would say, maybe even longer, to depend on forms of technology that has evolved. And these forms of technology, these last days tracking systems, are going to be tools and implements that the Antichrist will use to his advantage during his season. He will have his season. He will have his time. And men are faced with choices. And the only discernment that we have between what is good and what is evil does not come from within us as being flesh and blood. But the only thing that discerns what is right is the Spirit of God. Spirit discerns. The Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than a two-edged sword, and cuts asunder, and divides every spirit. The Word of God will diagnose us. When we read the Word of God, it'll read us. So we must, the Bible says, Psalmist David said, I write your word upon my heart that I might not sin against you. It's coming. The flood of deception that is coming. Many, many men and women of God are warning today in every form of media, from the pulpits, those that choose to preach the truth. God has set many watchmen on the walls who are sounding the trumpet, warning there's a storm coming. There's chaos coming like we've never seen chaos. There's a plea going out from the throne of God. Get in, get in, get in before it's ever too late. Get in the ark of safety. Call on my name and I will deliver you. I will deliver you from deception. I will give you discernment. I will order your footsteps. I will walk you through this maze of life and what's coming. I'll make sure that you are sealed. I'll make sure that nothing will pluck you out of my hand. Men having summons and conferences, trying to decide other men's fates and what they should or should not do. There's only one that has the fate and the future of a man in his hand, and that's God Almighty. But it seems like that people, for the most part, and men and women on the face of this earth have taken God out of the equation. They've cast him aside as some dashboard figure, so to speak. Just grouped him in with all the other isms and schisms. He can't be grouped in. He can't be included in every other religion, so to speak. Religion kills people, spiritually and physically. Religion's our enemy. Sing that song, give me that old-time religion. Oh, give me that old-time salvation. Give me that old-time Holy Ghost Glory to God, salvation. Let the Spirit of God fall in the house of God. Let the Shekinah glory fall in the house of God again. Let the mist drop down from the ceilings of our churches again when God once again rules and takes over. When men begin to be led by the Holy Ghost rather than the precepts of men and our own man-written laws and our legalism. The great deception's here. And God is merciful for a time and for a season. But make no doubt about it, there is an appointed time and it is rapidly coming. Your preachers preach about Christians have this escapism theory or whatever it might be. What did John say at the end of the book of Revelation? Even come quickly, Lord Jesus. I don't think people realize how much the powers of darkness are turning up the screws, so to speak, in these last days. Basically against God's true church, the blood bought, the redeemed of the Lord. Jesus promised his church and his people persecution. He said, they hated me, they'll hate you. They'll do whatever it takes to silence you. Because in the midst of lies and deception, truth not welcome. The truth is cast aside as people with too much zeal. People that do not have what somebody call a down-to-earth attitude. When we look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. It's wrapping up. We're about to turn the calendar again. We're about to go into 2016. What's in store for the world and for this nation in 2016? If 2015 is any indication, it's going to get worse. So we need to be under the shadow of the Almighty. We need to be born again. We need to call on the name of the Lord. We who don the title Christian need to start being a Christian, which means Christ-like. We need to start laying aside every weight that so easily beset us and keep us from doing what God's called us to do. We need to stir up the gift of God one more time in our lives. We need to get back on our face before God, as Isaiah did in chapter 6, and said, I am a man of unclean lips. This is right before God called him to be a great prophet. He had to humble himself before God and know that he was not worthy, that there was no righteousness found in him. There's none in us. There's only one righteous, and that's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's only one Lord, and that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's only one that bought your salvation, that bought your deliverance, that paid for the healing of your body and the peace of your mind, and that's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. None other. He said, if I be lifted up, he says, I'll draw all men unto me. So Psalms 2, verse 10 says, be wise now, you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Verse 11 says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. We'll expound on that a little bit more tomorrow. But serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. The beginning of knowledge, the Bible declares, is the fear of the Lord. My people will perish, he says, for the lack of knowledge. So many in today's society, in today's church world, so many critique this and they critique that. They won't receive the word of God. Well, it doesn't really mean that. But the Bible says, listen to me, the Bible says that the word of God is not for private interpretation. The Word of God was given by inspiration of God, that the man and the woman of God might be equipped with the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. In the hour in which we live, we need the Word of God to cloak our minds, to be in our hearts, as I said before, as the psalmist David said, that we might not sin against him. You know and I know what's pulling at us today. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, call on his name today. Acknowledge you're a sinner. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. And tell him you need his forgiveness. Tell him you believe that he shed his precious blood on Calvary 2,000 years ago. And you're willing right now to repent and turn from your sins. Because he said in his holy word in Romans 10:9, if you confess the Lord our God and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Word of God says you are saved. Right now, confess Jesus is Lord of your soul. Tell him, Lord of my heart, I believe that God did raise Jesus from the dead. And I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, as Lord of my life. Thank him for his unlimited grace. Thank him today for his mercy. Thank him he has power to save you. Paul said, I'm ashamed of the gospel for the power of God unto salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. If you need healing in your body today, the Word of God says, Psalm 107:20, as I read before, he sent his word and he healed them. Shall we pray before we go off this broadcast? Father, in Jesus' name, touch that one today, Lord. Pull at that heart. Let that one come unto you that doesn't know you, Lord. Whoever hears this broadcast, this Word of God, heal that one that's sick in body, that chronic illness, whatever it might be. In Jesus' name, I ask you to heal them by your power. You said, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. The sacrifice that Christ gave 2,000 years ago is more than sufficient, Lord, to take care of our minds, our souls, and our bodies and our spirits. We just thank you today. In Jesus' name, we pray. If you'd like to email us, it's truth in the word, 777@gmail.com. That's truth in the word, 777@gmail.com. I'll be going on the air at 9 o'clock this morning on Christian Survival Radio, Truth in the Word with Pastor Jim Newsom. May God bless each and every one of you.